Italy, hey, Italy, we feel your pain over here in America. We found, to our great agony, the same thing that you're experiencing this morning. Standard & Poor's has downgraded Italy's credit rating from A-plus to A today. S&P claims it's all due to Italy's weak economic growth, the general financial concerns in Europe, and also concerns specifically that the governing coalition in Italy might not deal decisively with that nation's economic problems. The Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi said the agency had been influenced more by newspaper stories, some of the newspapers he perhaps owns, than reality. Either way, it deals a blow to any early end to Europe's financial crisis. Joining us now from Italy is David Willey, Rome correspondent for our partner, the BBC. David, it's great to talk to you as always.
Good morning.
Also with us is Paolo Guzzante, who's author and an Italian politician. He used to be in Berlusconi's ruling party, left a few years ago. Paolo, how are you feeling this morning?
Well, I feel sad and normal in some way because we are accustomed to receive every day this kind of heat strike, coup. So Italy is in a bad position, and we are wondering how much weights the political issue, meaning the weakness of the alleged weakness of the government on the judgment of Standard & Poor's, which is a tricky moment. Is it about the reality of the Italian economy, or because the government appears to be weak in its own decisions?
Right, and so, there's a global trend here, though. I mean, we all know that the Roman Empire inherited a lot from Greece. You aren't looking to inheriting the same problems that Greece is experiencing across the Adriatic there.
No, nobody does. The difference between Greece and Italy is absolutely. We have a couple of provinces of Italy with an economy stronger than the whole Greece. No, it's not about this. We have a huge debt, like the United States and just a few countries in the world, which is a long heritage of former Italian government during the years, and a weak government which cannot face economic structural reforms. So the government is just raising taxes and strangling, actually, the agonizing economy, which is a bad medicine for a dying, sick person, in this case, the Italian economy.
You sound just like John Boehner, Speaker of the House of Representatives here in the United States. It's Paolo Guzzante. Hold on there for a second. He's an Italian politician reacting to the S&P decision to downgrade Italy's debt rating from A-plus to A today. David Willey, respond to Paolo's suggestion that the government is weak and that this is something of a referendum, perhaps, on Berlusconi himself, known for being a savvy businessman.
Well, Mr. Berlusconi is in a weak position. He's on trial for fraud, for corruption, and also for having sex with an underage nightclub dancer. His position is weak, and this weakness is perceived by the opposition, who have been calling persistently for his resignation. But he stands up and fights. He says, no, I'm not going to resign. He is a very optimistic sort of man. He's been making very many boasts about the performance of his coalition government, and according to him, the austerity package which was passed last week by Parliament is sufficient to reassure international markets. Well, I'm not sure he's right. He's a very astute politician and businessman, but the confidence of the international markets and the confidence of his own people seems to be on the wane. His popularity rating has slipped to 20% from former 60% or 70%. And, just ordinary people are really fed up. People come up to me in the street and say, what do you think? Why are you still here living in Italy? I note the price of gasoline has gone up today to unprecedented heights. It's now the most expensive gas in Europe. And we're confidently expecting prices in the shops to rise because, of course, they've just increased the 1% the sales tax, which is now 21%. 21% sales tax, much more than you have to pay
in the
United States.
Very different situation than in the US.
It's a really, really, we're looking forward to, a very hard autumn and winter and a rather bleak prospects. And everybody agrees, all the analysts agree, that Italy's growth, economic growth prospects are very poor indeed. Mr. Berlusconi may boast about what a clever chap he is, but in fact, he has not managed to make the necessary reforms, which is going to convince international markets and the EU, Italy's EU partners, that it's really serious about planning for growth.
Well, let's pick up on that issue right there. That's David Willey, longtime Rome correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Paolo Guzzante, Italian politician, if, as David Willey suggests, and as you suggested, the government falling isn't going to reassure investors. You said a moment ago, Paolo, that raising taxes doesn't necessarily help the situation. What is the Italian government to do?
Well, it should do immediately, and it is very late, structural reforms, which means to strike against lobbies, the very powerful lobbies. First of all, people, which the people are not paying taxes. We have a fiscal evasion, which is huge. If everybody in this country would pay taxes, our growth would be rocking the sky, well, because the real economy is very strong, but it's a shady economy. It's an economy in a shadow, because we have the south of Italy under mafia and Camorra, all the dark economy.
No, understood. So step one, Paolo Guzzante, collect the taxes that are owed in the shadow economy in Italy, which is profound. Paolo Guzzante is an Italian politician. He used to be in Silvio Berlusconi's party, reacting to the S&P decision to downgrade Italy. We also spoke with David Willey, Rome correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thanks to you both.